It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Soon, the Minnesota Orchestra will tour South Africa, becoming the first professional U.S. orchestra to do that. But first, South of Africa came to Minnesota. Over 2 days at Orchestra Hall, the orchestra celebrated the 100th birthday of the late Nelson Mandela, South Africa's most famous statesman and freedom fighter, with speeches and song. Those songs ran the gamut from traditional to modern, from symphonies to protest anthems. Saturday evening's concert paired Beethoven's beloved Ninth Symphony, including the choral finale Ode to Joy, with the world premiere of Harmonia Ubuntu by South African composer Bongani Ntoganga Breen, which features a soprano singing text from Mandela's speeches and writings. The orchestra's two-week, five-city tour includes an August 17th concert in Soweto, the spiritual home of the anti-apartheid struggle. Between playing in city halls and churches, the musicians will work with and rehearse alongside young musicians. I never thought 5 years after my father had passed away he would be celebrated thousands of miles away in Minnesota, said Makaziwe Mandela, Mandela's eldest daughter. Music became a weapon against apartheid, she said. Songs helped tell her father's story, educating young people about the anti-apartheid movement. Singer Charles Castronovo saved a performance of La Boheme at the Royal Opera House starring his wife, Ekaterina Siorina, when he stepped in mid-show to sing the role of her lover in the opera. Siorina was playing the lead role of Mimi alongside Atala Ayan as her lover Rodolfo. When a problem with Ayan's voice forced him to stop singing, Castronovo, who had been watching from the audience, stood in and sang the role at the side of the stage while Ayan acted it out on stage. Audience members praised Castronovo for making it a magical and sensationally romantic evening. Twitter user Nikki Enderby said, "It's the type of thing you can't make up. Wonderful performance of La Boheme with the amazing Charles Castronovo, Mimi's real-life husband, standing in to sing Rodolfo at the interval." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and also listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.